KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look at some local high school sports from the weekend. First, the Dale Erickson Golf Tournament at Anita, hosted by Cam on Saturday, saw Panorama win the team title as they post a three-stroke win over Exira EHK. Panorama shooting a 323 team total, Exira EHK 326. Riverside posted a 346 for third. Bedford was fourth at 366. Audubon was fifth at 374. Cam shot 378 for sixth, and Panorama JV finished in seventh place. Individually, Ev Carroll of Exira EHK was the individual champ with a 74. Colby Shackelford of Panorama shot 76 for runner-up. Exira EHK also had the third and fourth place finishers with Will Carroll shooting a 78 and Cole Burmeister an 80. Brennan Seffert of Bedford shot 80 and was fifth. Also the top 10, Wyatt Appleseth of Panorama with an 81, Tayton Williams of Riverside with 82, Trey Cobb of ACGC with an 82, Ryan Kling of Panorama with an 84, and Ethan Reeks of Riverside with an 85 was 10th. Also in golf on Saturday, the IKM Manning Invitational saw the home team shoot a 365 to win their Invitational. Coon Rapids Bayard was second, shooting a 371. Boyer Valley shot 387 for third place. Underwood was next at 388, and ACGC rounds out the top five. They shot a 462 team total. Kyler Rasmussen of IKM Manning was the champion of the tourney, shooting an 81. Grant Kenkel of Boyer Valley shot 83 and was the runner-up. Trenton Golay of Coon Rapids Bayard shot an 84 to finish third, while Kobe Fink of Underwood shot an 84 as well to finish in fourth place. Also, Zach Lee was fifth from Coon Rapids Bayard, posting an 87 in that tournament Saturday. Also in high school tennis on Saturday, Shenandoah hosting the Philly Tennis Invitational. Shenandoah winning with 14 points. That was just better than Glenwood's 13. St. Albert with 7 points and Denison with 5. Round out the top four teams. Glenwood's Brooklyn Taylor was the number one singles champion, beating Alicia Johnson of St. Albert in straight sets in the final. Mariah Munsinger was third with a win over Denison's Hannah Owen in the consolation match. In the number one doubles, Nicole and Natalie Gilbert won the title with a win over Aaron Stanley and Brielle Smith of Glenwood. Also, Allison Narmi and Abby Barnes had a third place finish as they defeated Allie Thule and Mirena Patino of Denison in the finals. The number two singles went to Jessica Sun of Shenandoah as she defeated Glenwood's Lexi Bird in the final. Reagan Walford of St. Albert won the consolation match over Denison's Kayla Rao. Donovan Kinghorn and Alexis McGinnis of Shenandoah teamed up to win the number two doubles championship. Ashley Goy, Madeline Becker of Glenwood finishing in second place. Also on Saturday, the Thomas Jefferson girls soccer tourney saw Tri-Center beat Sioux City West 3-0. Spencer over Trainer 3-2. Bishop Heelan Catholic beat Trainer 3-2. It was Winterset over Tri-Center 2-0. Underwood beating Des Moines East 5-3. Sioux City North over Underwood 4-1. Dallas Center Grimes topping Glenwood 4-1. Spencer beat Glenwood 3-1. Winterset 3-2 over St. Albert. Waukee beat Abraham Lincoln 2-1. Ankeny Centennial over Bishop Heelan Catholic 2-0. Urbandale beat Sioux City West 4-0. Thomas Jefferson over Southeast Polk by a final of 3-1 in that tourney. Also at the ADM Boys Soccer Tourney on Saturday, it was ADM edging Harlan 2-1 on penalty kicks. Des Moines East beat Harlan 4-1. Waverly Shellrock topping Glenwood 2-0. Southeast Polk a 1-0 winner over Glenwood on Saturday. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Adam Wainwright tossed 5-hit ball over 6 sharp innings as the Cardinals topped the Padres 4-1 to avoid a 3-game sweep. Paul DeJong drove in a pair of runs with a 4th-inning double off of Matt Strom to help with that victory for the Cardinals. In other National League action, Washington beat New York 12-9, Atlanta over Miami 4-3, Pittsburgh topping Cincinnati 7-5, Milwaukee over Chicago 4-2, and Los Angeles beat Colorado 12-6. In the American League, Tyson Ross allowed a run and 5 hits with 8 strikeouts over 7 innings in his Comerica Park debut as the Tigers downed the Royals 3-1. Rookie outfielder Kristen Stewart followed Saturday's grand slam with 2 more RBIs to help Detroit complete a 3-game sweep of that series. Also in the AL, New York beat Baltimore 15-3, Cleveland over Toronto 3-1, Seattle beat Chicago 12-5, Houston over Oakland 9-8, LA beat Texas by a 7-2 final. In interleague play on Sunday, it was Philadelphia topping Minnesota 2-1. Tampa Bay beat San Francisco 3-0, and Boston a 1-0 winner over Arizona. In other baseball news, the Atlanta Braves have placed catcher Brian McCann on the 10-day injured list with a right hamstring strain suffered during Saturday's game against the Marlins. Alex Jackson was recalled from AAA Gwinnett and made his major league debut by starting in Sunday's game against Miami. Catcher Travis d'Arnaud has been activated by the Mets nearly a year after he had Tommy John surgery. D'Arnaud was reinstated from the 10-day injured list before Sunday's game against Washington, causing the Mets to option catcher Tomas Nido to AAA Syracuse. The Diamondbacks have placed catcher Alex Avila on the injured list with a strained left quadriceps, an injury that he sustained while circling the bases on a home run on Friday. Well, over the weekend, the Atlanta Tip-Off Club announced the Iowa women's basketball standout Megan Gustafson and coach Lisa Bluter were named the 2019 Citizen Naismith Player and Coach of the Year. Gustafson is the first Iowa player to win the Citizen Naismith Trophy, which is a reflection of voting by journalists, current and former head coaches, former award winners, and conference commissioners, along with some fans. Bluter is the second Iowa head coach to win the award, joining C. Vivian Stringer. Iowa tied a school record with 29 wins this season and advanced to the Elite Eight for the first time since 1993. The Baylor Lady Bears fought off adversity before capturing their first NCAA women's basketball championship in 7 years. Baylor coughed up a 17-point lead and lost star forward Lauren Cox in an 82-81 victory over Notre Dame in the championship game at Tampa yesterday. Chloe Jackson provided the tie-breaking layup with 3.9 seconds left, but the Irish had a chance to force overtime until Arike Ogunbowale missed the first of two free throws. Ogunbowale hit a buzzer-beating jumper to give Notre Dame the title last year. Cox injured a knee in the third quarter and didn't return to the game. Jackson finished with 26 points, and Kalani Brown had 20 for Baylor. Ogunbowale led all scorers with 31 in that championship game. A former Loras College head basketball coach, Brad Soderberg, will be coaching in tonight's NCAA National Championship game in Minneapolis. He is a top assistant coach at Virginia for Tony Bennett. Soderberg was head coach at Loras in Dubuque from 1988 through 1993. Soderberg says his time as a head coach, including his stop in Dubuque, has helped him be a top assistant for Virginia.
The fact that I've been a head coach, I think I'm in a better system for Tony because I know what he doesn't need to hear, and I don't give him idle chatter. You know, like sometimes as an assistant at previous stops, I would try to say stuff just to contribute, and it was clutter. For the head coach, it's clutter. And so when he asked me questions, I answered, and I always am prepared for his questions. So I think in that way, I can help him.
He also had head coaching stints at South Dakota State, St. Louis University, and at Lindenwood. Soderberg played for Tony Bennett's father at Wisconsin Stevens Point and later coached under Dick Bennett at Wisconsin, where he eventually was the interim head coach. He says he learned something important about being a head coach and observing Virginia's Tony Bennett.
The thing that I wish I would have learned sooner, and you may have observed it when I coached at SLU, I wish I had Tony's demeanor on the bench. I have very few regrets in my life. One of them is that when I was a head coach, I wasn't as bench savvy as Tony. It's okay to be passionate, and if it's a characteristic trait, you have to be who you are. But I wish I could have corralled it a little bit more, and I feel bad for my players. Not just at St. Louis, but at Lindenwood and Loras and South Dakota State, wherever I was a head coach, that I wish I wouldn't have been so type A.
Well, Soderberg says he is a Division III guy at heart and always thinks back to his days at that level, including coaching at Loras.
And I am a Division III guy. I played Division III basketball. When I left college, I hoped one day I could be the head coach at UW-Stevens Point. That was what I was hoping. Someday I could replace Dick Bennett. And to think that, you know, 33 years later, the experiences I've had at all the levels, I respect Division III basketball as much as I respect Division I. Those kids at Division III, they're playing because they love the game, not because their tuition and room board books and fees are paid for. And that's a special group, and that's who I am. So this, to me, is glamorous because I'm still a Division III guy.
He also served a stint as the interim athletic director at Loras College in 2008. Well, in racing, the Busch brothers have claimed yet another victory at Bristol Motor Speedway. Kyle Busch passed his older brother Kurt on the final restart to win Sunday's NASCAR race. The Busch brothers were first in line not to pit for tires during the 11th caution. to set up a final shootout between Bristol's two winningest active drivers. It's the eighth Bristol victory for Kyle, who prevented Kurt from getting his seventh on the high-banked oval. Kurt Busch lamented over the PA system that he should have wrecked his brother for the win. Joey Logano finished third, followed by Ryan Blaney, Denny Hamlin, Paul Menard, and Clint Bowyer. And in golf, Corey Connors has become the first Monday qualifier since 2010 to win a PGA event. Connors claimed his first PGA Tour victory and earned an invitation to the Masters by capturing the Valero Texas Open. He made three birdies in the final five holes, shooting a 6-under par 66 for a 20-under total. Charlie Hoffman finished second at 18-under, while Ryan Moore was another shot back. Moore closed with an 8-under 64. That's one off the course record. That's Check of Sports this hour. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.